Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 990, for Saturday, December 21st, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Climbing two spots back up to number 20, Root by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 16,200 views. It's a gain of 258, or 1.6%, and is just 90 fewer than last week's number 20. Moving back up four positions to number 19, Wingspan by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games, with 16,471 views, 271 more than Root, a gain of 4%. Sliding back one to 18, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 18,416, nearly 2,000, more than Wingspan, and a decline of 1.7%. Also sinking just one spot, they're actually moving in lockstep. Spirit Island is at number 17. It's by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 18,846. 430 more than Terraforming Mars, and an even slighter decline of 0.9%. 2 weeks ago, Spirit Island and Terraforming Mars were 11-12. Last week, 16-17. This week, 17-18. Down 5 to 16, Unconscious Mind by Yoma, Antonio Zaks, Lasques, and Johnny Pack, published by Fantasia Games, with 19,189 views, about 350 more than Spirit Island, and a decline of 11%. Meanwhile, bouncing back up three after a 13-position decline last week, number 15 is Heat by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 19,289, 100 more than Unconscious Mind, a gain of 8%. Re-entering at number 14, Wondrous Creatures by Yom C.W., published by Bad Comet, with 19,507. A little over 200 more than Heat, and more than triple what it had last week. Another game, reversing course, going back up a spot to 13, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 19,603, 96 more than Wondrous Creatures, a decline of 5%, but it moves back up one spot. Losing three positions for the second week in a row, from 6 to 9 to 12, Duel for Middle Earth, by Antoine Bauza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production, with 21,397 views, 1,800 more than Brass, a decline of 6.5%, so not that much of a decline, but it loses three positions and ends an 11-week run back in the top 10, during which it spent 4 weeks at number one. And interestingly, the last 7 weeks, it has been in positions that are multiples of three. It's gone from 3 to 6 to 9 to 6 to 6 to 9 to 12. I don't make this stuff up, I just note it. Climbing 4 to 11, reversing trend, Andromeda's Edge by Luke and Maximus Laurie, published by Cardboard Alchemy, with 23,303, 1,900 more than Duel for Middle Earth, it's about 3,700 more than Brass, it's a 20% gain. Not quite enough to get it back into the top 10. There are three new entries in the top 10. Falling out are from 9 to 12, Duel for Middle Earth, from 10 to 24, Cthulhu, Death May Die, and after a 3-week run in the top 10, from 8 to 55, Joyride. Number 10, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 24,780. About 1,500 more than Andromeda's Edge, a gain of 2.4%, and about 1,400 more than last week's number 10. But it loses three positions in its second week back in the top 10. Number 9, Civolution by Stefan Felt, published by Deep Print Games, with 24,892, just 112 more than Slay the Spire. A much different performance. Slay the Spire gained 2.4%, Civolution falls 10%, loses four positions, but still just ahead of the number 10 game. Number 8, Harmonies by Johann Benvenuto, published by Libelude, with 26,350, about 1,500 more than Civolution, a gain of 23%. It's our first re-entry. Last week it was number 12, a four-position climb. It's actually been generally on an upward trend over the last several weeks. And, this has a little bit of back and forth. For example, I got up to 10, fell back to 12 last week, but now pushes up to 8. It's the highest position it's seen since mid-September, when it was last number 7. Number 7, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games with 28,729, 2,400 more than Harmonies, a gain of 14%, but it loses a position. Number 6, Enormity by Marcin Velnicki, published by Into the Unknown, with 30,412, about 1,700 more than Ark Nova, a hefty decline of 55%, as it gives away five positions from its debut at number 1 last week, falling back to number 6. Number 5, War of the Ring, the second edition, by Roberto Di Meglio, Marco Maggi, and Francesco Nepitello, published by Ares Games, with 33,948, 3,500 more than Enormity, 150% more than it had last week. That's 2.5 times what it had last week when it was number 27, a 22-position climb. This is only the fourth appearance on the buzz list for War of the Ring, the second edition. This isn't the buzz list of the BGG Pageviews edition. It returns after 7 years and 9 months away. Of course, War of the Ring was released in 2012 and is currently ranked number 8 on BoardGameGeek. There is a new 20th anniversary limited edition coming out. It's the 20th anniversary of the first edition of the game, which was released in 2005. It includes all the previous expansions for the game, and you can get it for a mere 850 euros. Number 4, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 37,041. 3,100 more than War of the Ring, a gain of 4.4%, but after 2 weeks at number 3, it slides a spot to number 4. Just too much new competition for it to be able to hold position, but doing a nice job of holding its view total. Number 3, Arcs by Cole Wehrle, published by Leader Games, with 45,676, 8,600 more than SETI, a decline of 12%, more than 6,000 views fewer than it had last week, as it loses one position for the second week in a row. It spent 2 weeks at number 1, fell back to 2 last week, now down to 3. But this is the 7th consecutive week that ARX has had 45,000 views or more. Number 2, Mistborn, the deck-building game, by John D. Clare, published by Brotherwise Games, with 47,653, almost 2,000 more than ARX. This is our highest new entry, a debut. The blurb says, quote, "Burn metals in fast-paced, allomantic battles," unquote. Well, that is meaningless to me and not very helpful, since allomantic, I don't think, is a real word. It is a fantasy-themed deck-building game based on the book series of the same name, Mistborn, by author Brandon Sanderson. Number 1. Fromage, by Matthew O'Malley and Ben Rossett, published by Road to Infamy Games, with 53,974. 6,300 more than Mistborn, a gain of 66% or more than 20,000 views, more than it had last week, as it moves from number 4, where it debuted last week, up to number 1. For Saturday, December 21st, 2024.